You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big Jay Oakerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hi, this is Jacob, and welcome to The Bonfire Best of the Week. Life isn't easy for anyone these days, which is why Dan and Jay committed to growing out their man bushes until the quarantine is lifted.
Speaking of, funny you say that, I watched Jackass 3 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Pontius shows dong in it a few times. Totally shaved dick.
Completely shaved.
Yeah. That's odd.
It is odd.
To take it all. I did it once, years and years ago. Not a good look for this guy.
Oh, it feels...
Not a good look for this fella right here.
It looks like a... it's like farmer's tan for some reason.
Yeah.
Like the way when you shave your whole dick, it just looks like the part of your arm that never saw the sun.
Mm-hmm. Although black guys, it works out fantastically.
Yeah.
Black guys, shaved dick black guys, fantastic.
White guys just looks weird.
White guy with a shaved dick, dude, especially if it, maybe not even so crazy if it's like a tan guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe like a Justin Silver in the summertime could shave his dick. It wouldn't look bad. But like...
Yeah, at on a hot beach vacation.
Yeah.
You could call it go completely.
But yeah, Pontius, dude, he's got a nice fucking hog on him too. But it is. It just looks weird with no hair around it. It's odd.
Completely bare. A bear boy.
Yeah.
Dude, I couldn't be a bear boy.
No.
No, I need my eyebrow.
You need hair above your dick, yeah.
I need my eyebrow.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I know that's weird as a girl, but there's something about, I did it one time in our relationship. I waxed my puss bald and I looked at it and I cried. I hated the way it looked. I thought I looked like a child.
A very extreme
reaction. It was extreme.
The other person who's seeing it goes, I actually thought it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, but it is.
I wish you would do that like once every couple, like 6 months, something like that.
It's a haircut. It's too short of a haircut.
It's just too, I'm like, this looks weird.
If she hates it, I wouldn't want her to do it. But I mean, like, yeah. I thought it was great.
I used to, younger, I was so disgusted by hair until, as soon as hair started coming in, until I was like 18, I shaved it all off. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't even let it grow out at all. I thought it was gross.
We kind of touched on it on our previous quarantine tapes, but when I was in college, I would shave my, you know, like a buzzer. I'd shave my balls and trim. And then one time I was just stoned. And I cleaned the razor or the buzzer or whatever, and I shaved my forearm hair, just like up, just buzzed it.
Did that once too, my hands and fucking arm, and it was so dumb looking.
It's so dumb looking. You don't
just the skin is so bright.
You
under
don't
it.
Realize. And then I went to this beer festival in Colorado with my friend Carrie, and she was like, "Did you shave your arms? We're smoking cigarettes." I was like, "Shut up!" And she was like, "You shaved your arms."
Yeah, I'm got tons of freckles. My arms are all freckled. It's no good. No, never did it again. Never
should we shave our? You don't have any hair on your calf muscles. Mm. Look at that. That's completely bald.
Well, that guy, that's fine.
Yeah, in shape guys.
Christine, you don't mind that.
I think it's a little weird. I've been with like a guy that it looks like he's waxed the whole area, and there's something a little feminine about it.
Yeah. Who did that?
Little boy.
Or just some random.
Oh, a rando.
Little boy wax.
It's. I was gonna say. I thought you were saying like you had like a long term sex partner, or even like, you know, a multiple sex partner who had bald dick and didn't like it. That's gonna be a weird thing to see every time. You go, hey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Guy's got a great dick, but what a dumb. Yeah, dude. I think that looks stupid. It's weird looking.
It looks like it's trying to camouflage into his leg.
He should have a. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What a birdie. That, I'll tell you what. And if you're a small enough guy, you could look like a real boy.
Yeah, if you shave it, if you don't have a beard
or nothing like that,
yeah,
a bare face and a fucking bald dick.
Like,
yikes!
I'm little. I like water slides.
Yeah.
Odd.
Odd to say the least.
But everyone's growing their bush out because it's the quarantine.
Yes, it is. Oh, it's going to be heavy bush times coming up.
Grow that woolly mammoth.
We talked about this the other day, but you never really answered. Are you going to do something in the interim, or are you just going to fucking woof it as long as we need?
I'll probably trim and shave.
You think you will shave?
Yeah. Well, since I started laser hair removal, I couldn't wax anymore, so I started kind of shaving when I normally wouldn't.
I didn't think to bring my razor with me to my girlfriend's.
We have so many razors. I can send them with you.
I'm getting bushed out. I might need it when I come over to when I burrow into the quarantine zone.
Just come over to clip your beans. That's it.
Clip beans and take off. Go home with a new shorn.
Just here to clip beans, guys, and see if you guys have a box of Raisin Bran I could take.
How you guys doing? I brought you flares for when the city shuts off all the electricity.
I was saying I've never, ever, ever let my bush grow like to its full potential.
Should we go full bush?
That would be interesting to see what happens.
Should we just go full on out from here for the next 8 weeks?
Full bush?
Full bush.
Just fucking
everyone muffs. Full bush. Everyone go full fucking...
Dude, I haven't had long hair on my nuts in a long time.
Dude.
I get like short
there's
because
two reasons
you know,
we should go. There's two reasons we should go quarantine bush. Number one, we haven't done it in a while. Number two, when the quarantine lifts, there'll be that like summer haircut feeling of shaving.
Yeah, we should also be willing. We'd both have to be willing to pull a nuts out of the zipper
totally.
Picture of our beans
down. I got weird balls. I got turkey neck. I got turkey neck balls.
I wouldn't show my dick, but I would show my.
Yeah, we talked about this with Ari. Balls are different than dick.
Yeah.
You're not seeing head or shaft, but you'll see a full nutsack. Yeah, I'll pull my nutsack out right now. I don't give a fuck.
I'll show you sack with hair on it.
Yeah, dude, sack is nothing. You want to see my beans? You want to see my marbles? That's fine.
It's fucking great.
Yeah. But
let's start that in the Facebook Campers group, the post of where you do your week-to-week update picture of your butt, of your nut bag.
Oh, dude.
Or your cooch. Or I guess your cooch.
You could do top bridge cooch above the hood.
Yeah, where's this thing? If you don't have to show pussy if you don't want to, but like it's
get your quarantine.
But above, but we're just talking like above.
Let's go back to being monkeys, dude. Let's fucking grow it out. All right. Let's grow it out, and then we'll fucking
everyone who agrees.
And then everyone will be the vacation attitude everyone will have when the quarantine lifts, and we shave our balls and vaginas, and everyone's all like, you know, everyone's crisp. Mm-hmm. Everyone's all.
Should we put this episode out like sooner so everyone can start getting their gauges in?
It's like, should we release this on Thursday?
Just start from where you're at right now. Now I haven't shaved my balls in probably a week anyway because
me
I
neither.
Haven't even thought about it.
I've gone
but
about 3 weeks.
We're saying where we're starting now.
Yeah, where I'm starting now is I've got some scruff. I'm not clean. I'm not cleaned up.
Christine, I would say not even worth taking part in it ultimately because you have bush anyway, so it's not going to go crazy where it's at. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But like people going from like that usually handle it to not handling it, it's a funny thing to follow.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
You let it post it on Facebook, right?
Probably not.
Damn.
No, but we can, Reddit will allow it. Let's get nuts. Put your nuts on Reddit.
What can you do? It? You can do it on Twitter.
Twitter you can. Twitter you totally can.
For something like this, Reddit probably would be the best place. I think you can create like a thread
picks?
And everybody comments on the thread with their own pictures.
Use it.
Yeah, I know. Get over, you gotta wield the fire.
No, I don't know how to use it.
I'm saying. Just click. I'll show you once we start putting our nuts up there.
I'm all right. Oh, okay, once we get our nuts up,
yeah.
I'll go to the nuts thread.
Dude, I'll
the
send
nuts,
you the link.
Nuts and beef.
Yeah, nuts and beef thread I'll send to you. But that would be fun to do, a quarantine crotch beard.
Yeah, just grow it in.
Yeah, grow your crotch beard out.
Whatchamacallit, Feldog wouldn't cut off that lock until he got justice for Haim.
We won't shave our balls.
We won't shave our balls until we're allowed to go out into the world again, or yeah. I die on a ventilator.
After their decision, Justin Silver joined the show to discuss terms for being part of the No Shave Club.
Dude, our second guest of the quarantine tapes, it's the Beastmaster, Justin Silver.
Where has this microphone been?
Everywhere.
It was in my ass.
And then it was in my mouth.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
Who
is
it? Ass, so it's covered in blood and the remnants of a wet wipe.
My guest, DeRosa, Ari, and a bunch of people making a hang we're not allowed to have legally.
DeRosa, he was like, I can't come to your house. I'll get sick.
Did you get a fresh haircut right before the teen?
No, I got it before this.
Before the quarantine?
Before the teen?
Yeah.
Pre-teen?
Pre-teen?
Can we refer to this as pre-teen?
Well, yeah. No.
Well, no, the haircut was
four times a
pre-teen.
We're in teen. We're in teen.
I got it.
We're
right
teens.
We're teens.
We're teens.
We're in teens right now.
You look good, dude. You're coming into this apocalypse looking like a hottie. We're growing our crotch beards out.
Yeah.
Real?
Yeah,
crotch. We're not shaving.
Justin, you want to in? And we're going to post pictures weekly of the update.
Balls.
We're going to try to get everybody in the campers to
I don't know
do
about
it.
Weekly updates, but we will put a picture of our
can
balls
I say,
up.
Here's the problem with that. Because of my manscaping regimen, I'm gonna have like a hard line from like the stomach too. Area to the bush, and then that's it's fine. Gonna look like.
Well, when I'm talking, when I'm talking about, when I'm talking
maybe
about,
maybe I could do like a cityscape on the top of the.
No, wait, Justin,
that would be dope.
Justin, are your balls generally bald, right?
I know Dan doesn't want to see this, but you will.
Yeah, your balls are bald.
Care. Look at that.
Yeah,
it's like an egg.
Right, mine too.
Yeah, it's like an egg.
Mine too.
You shave them. Like,
that's yes. That said. That's the point. We're stopping that. We're going to see your ball beard get long.
My ball beard is going to get long.
Damn, pull it out.
Like, I got like, you know.
Let me see.
It's bald.
Damn, you got a thick seam, dude. You look like God stitched your nutbag up with yarn.
God did it himself.
You got a fucking toy from the 40s that got fixed at home.
You got good vascularity. I think it was like a treasure map.
Oh, dude. What is,
like MapQuest directions tell me there was traffic in a lot of areas.
Dude, we got some thick traffic.
There was traffic? Yeah. I'll tell you what, yeah.
Proceed to the highlighted roof. They're all highlighted.
Dude, it's anyway, it's your way.
Do you it in the shower? I have a...
No, I'm all shower.
I do it before the shower with a buzzer.
That's crazy.
Wait a second. You go buzzer on those?
Yeah.
Where do you put your bean hairs?
What do you mean? I like pull it back so it's tight and then I buzz down it. I don't use a razor.
Where do the bean hairs
Wait,
go?
What do you mean the bean
I paint
hairs?
A wall. I've told you this before. I stretch long and then I paint a wall like Huck Finn.
Yeah. I squat in the bath. I did this when we were in Denver. By the way, I'm sorry to the comic who is next in that bathtub. Okay. You know, I'll take a bath no matter what kind of hotel we're in.
Yeah.
I could always fit in it. No, you could put me in the top
Justin's
of the toilet.
Carrier.
Yeah. You put Justin's got it.
Well, Dan was saying that I was basically
I called him the outbreak monkey.
The outbreak monkey.
This is his final joke where he's like, I was in China eating exotic meats.
This dinosaur fish laid eggs in me. There's eggs had coronavirus.
Yeah,
I'll squat over the bathtub and then I lubricate them with conditioner. I use the conditioner shave and then I just go with the Buzz razor. But if I use like clippers.
A Buzz razor?
You know, the razors that vibe.
Got it.
But if I used clippers, I catch the skin, man.
Oh, dude, yeah, me you do too. It a lot.
I take a Bic razor, you know, whatever, Gillette, I guess it is, and I just fucking. I stretch out, get like a straight, flat area, and I shave.
What is the most effective ball shaving technique?
That's the most effective, is the razor.
Well,
dude.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have weeks to find this out because we're growing our ball bush.
Our ball beards, yeah.
Okay, so that who's doing it?
Right now,
so far, three of us. We're going to put out to the campers group and see if girls want to show what their quarantine bush is going to be.
You guys have girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still, like, I can't be, like, showing up.
Are you going to be hooking up during the team?
Yeah.
How are you going to be meeting women in the team?
I'm going to fuck them in a hazmat suit.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like furry.
I'll tell you what.
Stick your vagina through the envelope window in my door.
You get your balls near some strangers, you're going to want that protection of a thick thatch.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
That's a good point.
You don't want the...
But here's the problem.
Hair shield.
Here's the problem. My fur will catch their dander, and then it'll be in my orbit longer.
Then you'll be a carrier. I understand what you're saying.
What do I do?
Now I get it.
Webcam. Fuck.
Dude. Oh, are you thinking about webcam? We were talking about who we know that's going to start webcamming.
We're going to do some webcams. Me and Dan are going to do some like webcam stuff.
Thank you.
We said we're going to sit in our underwear and just put it up on Cam Soda.
Yeah.
We'll just do Bonfire in our underwear like this. I'll just sit like this with my underwear.
That'll do.
With my underwear like this and just be like, hey, boys, take a look.
I'll go half chubbed up and then just.
And then just read names of screen names that show up in our room.
I go, oh my God, Emperor Nothing, 939. Yeah. You are awesome.
What's up, Quarantine, TEN Steam?
Pour some sugar.
Quarantine Steam.
Pour some sugar on me, 639. Thank you for the tip. Do you guys want to watch me do Rodney Dangerfield while I thumb my butt?
Oh, I'm telling you. Thanks for the tip.
Hey, you guys want to see me fart out this candle?
Jay gave his thoughts about the motivations behind Corey Feldman's new documentary, The Rape of Two Coreys. And after that, Dan described how he would reveal to the world the secret identity of his new girlfriend.
You're saying the negative stamp that he leaves on this is like, what are you trying to get out of this?
I don't even, just like, why did it have to be this like premiere event at a fucking one theater in LA and then the pay-per-view all over the world? It's just like, the whole thing was just like, here's what it is. If they go, hey everyone, like I know something you can do at home to genuinely 99% protect yourself from coronavirus. Like, what is it? He goes, what's it worth for me to tell you? It's like, they just tell me, fuckface. Like,
yeah, tell me.
You're going to make me pay to save my life, like, for sure? Like, if it's something I can do at home. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what's the information worth?
What are you going to give me?
And by the way, you can do that. And a lot of people would do that.
Yeah.
That's the big argument always when I said, I've heard Dave Smith and Rob Mayo, our two friends, argue over this. On one thing being like two or, and again, these are like the polar opposite like arguments about, you know, Dave Smith's libertarian. So he's very, we should, the roads should all be privatized. Like if you didn't have government handle the roads infrastructure, like people would handle it. And, you know, it'd be like Dan Soder Highway.
Pretty
cool. You have the highway that goes from this town to this town, right?
Pretty badass.
Rob Mayhew goes, well, how long before somebody goes, but if you want to ride this road, I have to fuck your wife. And Dave Smith's like, I mean, really, dude? And I get it. I get Dave Smith being like, dude, yeah, that's like extreme, but like, somebody, but here's like, if it's, you could do that. You could do that.
If you're like, yeah, if you want this, give me your shoes.
Well, it's my thing. You don't have to use my road. Don't use my road.
Yeah, but if you use my road, give me your shoes.
Or you can go like, you could use my road, but it's $100 to use my road.
That's what tollways are.
Do you know what I mean? Right, for sure. But I'm saying, but tollways aren't $100.
They kind of dealt with that.
For my hour-long road, you need, it's $100.
They kind of dealt with that in Boardwalk Empire, where they were like, they had the road, and they were like trying to control it before the government got involved. And like, yeah, it's my road between Atlantic City and New York. Like, I have one of the roads.
Oh, actually, like ownership.
It's like controlled by the family. Yeah, yeah. I think it was season 3 or 4 with Bobby Cannavale. Did I say that name right?
I didn't like Boardwalk Empire.
I didn't watch it. That is,
I don't like
just
any shows
that
take place in a time where guys fought with the backs of their fist facing you.
Come on, Jay.
Come on, slugger.
You better put it right there. I didn't like that men
put a
fought,
beating on you.
Men fought in suits.
Yeah.
That's weird
as
shit.
Rolled up sleeves, never taking off their vests.
Yeah. Shane texted me that he loves me. So there you go. For those of you that were worried.
What a suck up.
And my girlfriend found out that she was around someone that tested positive.
For real?
Yeah.
But she's been quarantined for 15 days already, right?
Yeah.
Since then?
Yeah. Well, I've been coming and going.
Yes.
And I'm here.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Hey.
We're not live, but I almost just said thanks a lot and then said her name.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna, that, trust me, that dam's gonna break. That,
yeah,
name will be revealed.
Yeah,
sooner than later on the bonfire.
The guesses are afoot.
They already got it
in the room, huh?
They've already gotten it. They got it on Reddit.
No, I know. What? I actually got a great someone making a guess, and they go, dude, huge fan. Direct message, fan.
Yeah,
dude. Huge fan, love you guys, because it's just like, I just drive me crazy. Like, I mean, I won't say nothing, like, mum's the word, but it's this person. You're just like, Jesus. Like, Alex, like, but you'll give it, like, I, you know, we don't know each other, but
yeah. Hey, dude, we've never met. I won't tell
anybody. Well, I do,
you
love,
know, that's a funny thing to do.
You'll give up your friend's personal information.
That's a funny thing to do, as someone you don't know, where you just, where you go into the trusting thing, where you go, dude, I know, I've never met, you can tell me.
Yeah, I've never expected a stranger to just have blind trust in me, yeah, as I wouldn't in any stranger. Yeah.
No. Tell me that thing that your friend, you know, feels like it holds a little bit of privacy in his life, and eventually, sure, as the situation becomes relevant, he will. But
fuck all that shit.
Just tell me.
Is that not cool? Yeah,
cool. Fuck
is
all
it,
that shit.
Is it so-and-so?
Give me the LD, dude. What's the low diggy?
Well, she, like, once we reveal who it is, she'll be on the show. She's not like other girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great. Yeah,
she's not like other girls.
No, she's actually funny and tells great stories.
Yeah, she actually does tell.
That's your first clue. She's not like other girlfriends.
Yeah,
is the answer because she's a man?
Yeah. All right, guys. My boyfriend is Shane Gillis.
We've been having you guessed it.
Hot, sweaty, hammy sex. Like two sandwiches without bread being thrown into each other.
Oh, two weeping hams?
Oh, yeah, dude. Two Walmart ham sandwiches.
His girlfriend was in deep makeouts, we've just heard, with people who have corona.
Deep, deep. Blowjob to makeout. Back to blowjob to butt lick.
She's done ass to mouth with everyone she's ever worked with.
Everyone she's ever talked to.
And those people all have it.
And so have I. So where does that
when she us? Said that, she said just has it and is fine, but like had it?
No, she went, I was at a conference and one of the people tested positive.
That doesn't mean it.
She wrote, shit, someone at the conference I went to tested positive.
I think we've all been in contact with somebody conference? Who has it by now.
Three weeks ago.
Yeah.
New York's just two. We're two on top of each other. I mean, there's some people in this country that have legitimately just not seen that many people. I've been on the train since this happened. So have you, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Lord.
So it's like we've I'm pretty sure we've come in contact with it. Hopefully, and hopefully it's come and left our systems already.
No, it wouldn't have been. That's the whole thing. It wouldn't have been come and gone yet.
It could have been come and gone already. It's 15 days.
I thought it was 14 days.
Is it 14?
She has no idea. She has no idea. Are you talking her off a ledge?
Yeah.
She's like, look, I'll keep you if you turn into a zombie.
Shane calling it Coronies really takes the edge off of it.
Coronies?
Coronies.
I put a picture up of me at the Comedy Store with Annie Letterman, Josh Adam Myers, and Tony Hinchcliffe. And I wrote, hard to believe all these people were infected and died. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Sure, of course.
Originally, I put kidding, but how fucked up of a post would that be? And then I was like, oh, I'm a bitch. I shouldn't put kidding. It's clearly a joke. So I take it off, and now people are like, you'd feel really bad if that happened.
Of course.
Yeah, so I wrote, can't believe I have to say this, but I'm joking. They're all fine.
Played the odds.
For now.
I'm like, that's a risky social media joke.
Yeah, people are fucking dumb. This really
Dude,
shows...
post-apocalypse Dan is fucking...
Zero F's, dog.
At it, man. He's saying
zero F's.
Zero F's. What are you going to cancel?
Posting Coronies jokes on the Insta?
Great Dan's like, first of all, I hate gays. Yeah, that's first and foremost.
Let me just sing this from the mountaintops. Disabled people, you bum me out.
Jews, don't love them.
Yeah. Protestants, you should be burned in hell.
Protestants are bad.
Whoa, all right, Christine.
Why are those your people?
It's just the wasps. The wasps are the scariest people to me. The rich, or the white emotionless people.
No, it's white Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, white Anglo-Saxon right Protestants. Words. White Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Yeah, that's what WASP is. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
I know what it stands for. You said they're white something
I didn't
else.
Say rich. I said not rich. I said just white emotionless.
The joke, having this joke still stirring around this Tumblr is so frustrating because I walked away from it. You didn't get my thing. I didn't get your thing. You just call it quits. You're still defending. He goes, yeah, that's what they are. I go... I know you said white something else, and then I made a joke like I was correcting you. That's not what the word stands for. And then you were like, "No, I know it's what." And
this is funny to watch. Quarantine.
Move on. Anyway, Dan, what your friends are dead? You were saying.
Yeah. It's just people are so fucking on edge right now and so nervous that people are like reacting to things.
It's so funny because that feeling. You're like, "Don't I can't go outside?" You're telling me I can't go outside, and then it's like, "Dude, you want to go outside?" Like, no. Like, do you want to go outside? Every time I do, I get scared. But I want to go outside, and then when I go outside, I'm scared.
Scared.
I know our friends took a bike ride. They said, and I was like, it would be nice just to like.
People are out there in fucking nature, living in cabins. Shane is the king of the Carolinas.
They have bikes. I certainly jump on a goddamn city bike right now.
Yeah,
I am naked. Up
just Corona farts all in the seat.
Dude, what if you could only transmit it through farting? I'll tell you this. I get it. The city's down a notch. I'm cutting in. Well, what if they found out the fatal version were only from farting?
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, SBDs, man.
Yeah, because you'd be like, someone farting here?
Someone just and smiles. Then if you someone just smiles on a train. You go, what happened? You go,
oh, no.
Oh, what's that smell? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
We've all got it.
Oh, God. It's the Corona farts.
The Corona fart strike back.
Don't you understand? If they release it through their butts, they die.
Hi, this is Jacob again, and the Bonfire crew was finally reunited again this week via video conferencing. And DJ Lou didn't waste any time confessing to everyone that he's now video sexting with his gal.
DJ Lou, have you and your chick been jerking off on phones together? Lou. He looks so much bigger on camera.
Oh, Lou just fucking under jerking it to her.
That's a great visual. You like that, Bunny? You love it?
Oh, Bunny, you like it when my carrot plays?
Do it where your thumb is on underneath.
Stupid! Lou, what are you doing? You're gonna jizz all over your laptop, stupid! You're gonna jizz!
Oh, it's good.
You'll show her stroking. You'll pan the phone down.
I'll be honest, Jacob. That's got to be better than all face, dude, from a dude. You're just going,
or even down.
Camera.
have Jacob so like curious about? Have you never done FaceTime sex?
Never. No.
Oh, buddy, let me tell you something. I wish this episode was coming out sooner than it is. I'm
Why don't we
you,
do that? Why don't we put we can bump it.
A fan will remedy that for you immediately.
Jay, we could. Jay, I think we could bump this up. Why don't we release?
We should. Did you see the thing that I put out on Facebook? It has been a godsend, and I should give a special shout out to the campers and how much I love them for this. I put out a thing like saying, so in the interim, you know, it's like, hey, everyone, we love you. You guys are keeping us sane through all this shit and everything. And I go, also, just direct all of your homemade pornography. My DMs. That's totally cool. I'll check it out or whatever. And
dude, I wanted to.
And by the way, with a decent amount of success.
I was laughing because
6, maybe 7 people.
I went on Facebook like the day after you posted that. And that was like one of the first posts I saw. And I was like, man, I really should put a post up like, hey guys, you guys are helping me keep myself sane through all this. And any good recipes or good home advice for Vanilla Dan?
It would have been so fucking funny to go the opposite way, the filth versus the nice. He goes,
hey guys,
if you have any ideas for a fun maybe game we could play online?
Any motivational stories you guys might have, or stories of, you know, some funny moments in this quarantine. It'd be a lot of fun. Send me your, just DM them to me. I want to hear them from you, the people.
Alone together, everybody. And then meanwhile, yeah, and I'm like, hey, everyone. He goes, if your chick's willing to show her gash,
yeah,
you guys willing to check it out.
If you can cream pie your lady with a bonfire shirt on, fucking horns to you.
I ask DJ Luke, because you didn't really finish. Well, that was my question. Lou, did you finish on FaceTime to your girlfriend?
Great follow-up question, Jacob Patat.
Good question, dude.
You saw the load, like, leave and everything?
All right. I don't know how you followed it up with that. I don't know how you went immediately into.
So you watched the jism shoot out of your penis?
Lou, if you would. Answer the question, please.
Did you show her proof of work? Did you like come in it and go like, there you go.
Oh, that move.
Oh, look, Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hey, this is Big Jay Oakerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.